in the second epistle that Peter had written, Peter, second epistle, chapter 1. And in our last study, we took verse 1 to a deeper level. You'll recall in the first one, we considered the word precious. And then in our second study, we took it deeper. We considered the saints who had obtained like precious faith, a God-given faith that focuses on the object of our faith, and that object is Christ Jesus. It's not the object of our faith. It's not our faith that we look into. It's the object of who that faith is put in, and it's put in our Savior. Now this morning we want to turn to verse 2 of 2 Peter chapter 1. If you would with me, read with me verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus and of Jesus our Lord. Now I want you to first notice that it says grace and peace. Notice that they go hand in hand. In order to have peace, in order to have peace in this sin-cursed world that we walk through, we must have the grace of God shed in our hearts. There is no peace for the wicked, is there? Amen. They think they have a peace. We thought we had a peace at one time. It wasn't until the Lord gave us the sight, gave us the living heart to see the truths of His Word, that we saw there was no peace in what was in us before in the world. Everything in the world is going to be burned up, burned away. The only peace for anybody is to be found in Christ Jesus. Amen. And to be found in Christ Jesus is all about grace, is it not? So you see, those two things have to go hand in hand. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But also take note of this, that this peace is multiplied through what? It's multiplied through the knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus our Lord. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 1. Many, I know our brother Tom Sawyer could quote these words exactly without even looking to the Scriptures, probably. I know he did. He turned to the Scriptures every time. But he had written it, he had read it so many times, he could probably do it by heart. Peace and grace. Grace and peace. How can it be multiplied? Only through the peace and the grace of knowledge of our Lord God and His Son, the Lord Jesus. The blessings of peace between man and heaven are spiritual blessings, are they not? And all spiritual blessings flow from and through Christ the Lord. He is our mediator, our high priest, our go-between. For us to be truly blessed, it must come through His cross. Listen to the words of Mark chapter 8, verse 31. And He began to teach them. What did He begin to teach them? His disciples, His people, His chosen elect. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and of the scribes and be killed and after 3 days arise again. How is this peace? How is this grace multiplied? It's multiplied through the knowledge, through the very thing that Christ taught these men. He taught them that the Son of Man must suffer and must be rejected and must be killed and must after 3 days rise again. Look at Ephesians chapter 1 beginning at verse 3. All spiritual blessings flow through Him. Is that not what I said? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. More about Jesus. Isn't that what we just sang? See how the song goes right along with what our study is this morning? Continuing on, verse 4, according as He, God the Father, hath chosen us in Him, in His Son. There we go, in Christ Jesus once again. We were chosen by God the Father in God the Son, and it was we were chosen before the foundation of the world, is what it's saying there in verse 4, that we should be holy. Folks, that's our only holiness. That is our only sanctification. And it's complete. It says in Scripture that we have been made perfect, perfected in Him, those who are sanctified, those who are holy, those who are set apart. That we should be holy and without blame before Him. And then we read in love, and in verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. We were chosen, predestinated, set in stone, set in the breastplates of our Lord Jesus Christ before the world was ever made. Predestinated by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to what? Not according to our will. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that worketh, but of God that showeth mercy. Isn't that what Scripture says? According to the good pleasure of His will. Grace and peace be multiplied. Now, think about that for just a moment. As we consider how is grace and peace multiplied in us, it's through our Savior, through God, and through our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that it was His good pleasure. And who's going to take the good pleasure away from God? Who can stop God from what He has desired and what He has purposed? What a foolishness for man to think they have the rule over God with their own free will. The rule over their Creator. The very one who is the potter. What foolishness. But that's exactly where every one of us were at one time before God shined His grace in our hearts, isn't it?
Yes.
Weren't we? Absolutely. According to the good pleasure of His will, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. And that Beloved, that Son of the living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom, verse 7, we have redemption through His blood. It doesn't say that we might have, or that we could have, or that we maybe will have. It says that we have redemption. Folks, the blood of God was effectual. That's our peace. That's our peace with God, is that we know that He has done it all. We know that there's nothing for us to add to it. I know that if I had to add something to it, I'd ruin it. I'd blow it. And I'll bet you know the same thing, don't you? Paula's shaking her head, yes, absolutely. We know it because God has shined His light in our hearts to see the depth of our depravity. And in seeing how deep, and I'm getting going on the next message already. Look at this. You watch. You'll sit there in your pews in a few moments after when we start the next message. And you'll go, he was just talking about that. And maybe go, this is just continuation. To see the depth of our depravity, we see the wonder of His grace. Oh, what joy. I'm telling you, what joy I have in my heart knowing that my Lord is gracious to some and that He would be gracious to me.
That's right.
Oh, I love grace. I hope God gives me the ability to speak it every time I stand up before the pew. Every time I stand up before a child of God or one who's to be called out of darkness, God give me the grace to speak grace. But let's not stop there, shall we? Verse 7 again, in whom we have redemption through His blood. What is that? The redemption through His blood is the forgiveness of sins. Notice it didn't say it doesn't say through His blood plus something else. No, it's just through His blood. And it's according to the riches of His grace. Folks, without the forgiveness of sin, there can be no peace. And that forgiveness comes through the shedding of His blood. We just read a moment ago, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. There is no other way. He is the way. No man cometh to the Father but by Him is what He says. And the more we learn of Him, the greater our peace we have. We learn we were chosen in Him. We learn that we were chosen before the world was created. We learn it was His love for us that we were predestinated to be adopted in Him. We learn that this love was according to the good pleasure of His will, not our will. For our natural will, the will that we were born with, would lead us into damnation, lead us into destruction. If God had not chosen me first, I am sure that I would not have chosen Him. He chose me in grace. He saved me by His grace. I have learned my redemption is because of His holy precious blood, and the forgiveness of my sins are according to the riches of His grace. Over in Ephesians chapter 2, more familiar words. Verse 4, we read these words, But God who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. In our text, Peter expresses a prayer for us. All who have like-minded faith, that precious faith that we read about in verse 1, all who have like-minded faith, God-given faith, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. May it increase. He closes this epistle with a similar statement. Look over at verse 18 of chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Look at the last verse of this epistle. What does it say here? But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. How do we grow in grace? Well, the next part is the answer. In the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What are the words that we just sang? Let me read that. Let me read these words once again. 389. Well, I know we just sang them, but I want to read them again because I want them to be fresh in our minds completely. More about Jesus. We're talking about growing in grace and the knowledge of Him. This is what this song is all about. More about Jesus would I know. More of His grace to others show. How am I going to show others grace? When I see my Lord's graciousness for me. I remember once when I was offended as a young babe in Christ 22 years ago. And I was able to go to the one who offended me and say in my heart. I don't remember if I said it to him personally, but I know that in my heart I was able to be forgiving. Because I saw that God was forgiving me. Now, am I that way all the time? I can't say that. Am I that way perfectly all? No, I can't say that either. But I do remember once. I remember the graciousness that God gave me through the picture of His graciousness to me. You know what I'm saying? How can I be more gracious to others? See the grace my God has for me. More of His saving fullness see. More His love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn. More of His holy will discern. Spirit of God my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. Just as God, the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, came to those two men on the road to Emmaus and expounded all the scriptures to these two men. God, Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus in His Word, holding communion with my Lord. hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus on His throne, riches in glory all His own, more of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming what? Prince of Peace. How can we grow in grace and in peace? How can it increase in us? By knowing more about our Lord, who is grace. As we go through this life and we see all the things that God is gracious to us in, how can we not become more gracious to others? Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you stand with me?